Okay, we're now on Sugya 12, Chavot Amin Beis. Line 20, new Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the spring semester. The Mishnah state, Maisa story, Vevilo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Litom to taste as a tavshil, a cooked food. Ula Rabbi Gamliel, and to Rabbi Gamliel they brought Shtei Kostovo, two dates, Udelisha Mayim, and a bucket of water. The Amru, they both said, Hello, Masukkah. Let's go up to the Sukkah. It was on the roof, remember? Bring it up to the Sukkah. And but now, that in that same story, apparently, Kishanasu, the Rabbi Sadok, when they gave to Rabbi Sadok, Ochel, Pachem, Mikabetza, food, bread, less than a kabetza, not lubimapa. He took it with a handkerchief, a cloth, the Ochlu, and ate it chutz l'sukkah, outside the Sukkah. He didn't go up to the Sukkah. And furthermore, v'lo birech achrav, he also did not make a bracha achrona afterwards. Okay, that was just line 25. Rashi now says, ochel pocha mekabetza. Rashi says, machel pocha mekabetza. All right, it's kind of, we knew that, I guess. I'm not sure what Rashi is adding over here. But not m'mapa, lo noto yadav. What's the chiddush? He did not wash and tears that, even though he was eating bread. Ela karak m'mapa. Yadav, he wrapped his hand with a mappa, with a cloth, a napkin, mishum nikiyu, and not even because he didn't want to touch the bread. You would have thought, oh, you know what I could do? I don't have to wash. I can just eat it with a napkin, with a cloth. No, that's not what Rashi says he did. He did it from nikiyus. So really, if he really had a chiyuv to wash his hands, it would not help to just take it in the wrapping. You know, people think that you could, and then maybe the other, you got to look at Lalach Lamais about that. You think Gemara. All right? But what the key was over here, the Ksava, Rabbi Sada calls, Pachos Mikabetza Lobay Zadayim. Less than a Kabetza does not need Zadayim. The low boy Sukkah does not need Sukkah. The low boy brings them out, does not need benching. So three things less than a Kabetza. No Natil Zadayim, no washing, no Sukkah, and no Birchas Amazon afterwards. The Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, why? We darshan like Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk says, V'achalta, V'savato, V'erachta. And what does it mean? When's Veirachta? Achila sheyeshba svia. Only the savata, when you have satisfying, which is the beitza, do you then have a Veirachta. But what about the bracha beforehand? Bracha rishona, Sam? Becholdahu boy bracha. A little bit you need a bracha. A little bit. Why? The rule, sherei nene, you got pleasure. A little bit of eating is a little taste is also pleasure. And the rule is, you're not allowed to get hana without a bracha from this world. Even a little bit, you need a bracha rishona. Comes the Gemara and says, back to Gemara, Maisa listor. We're bringing a story to contradict. What does that all mean? Rashi explains. Does people give a speech and they say a halakha and they bring a story which contradicts the original halacha? Do they ever do that? Does that make any sense? Why? Maisa, because what happened over here? The Tanya, we learned in the beginning of the same of the Mishnah in the previous Amud, that you eat and drink aray when it's just a snack outside. Or maybe Maisa. Now the story, the Tima Tavshit Sarach Suda. They're eating a tamshil, they're not eating bread. It's a chilas aray. And they both say, let's go up to the sukkah. So that's a maisa listo. Back to the Gemara, Gemara answers the following answer. Chesura mechsera. Where the Mishnah is missing some words. Vahachitani. These are the actual words of the Mishnah. Imba lahachmil asmo. If you want to be machmir on yourself, machmir, you could be machmir. Those are the key words. It just said, Achil Sarai, you are what you're going to be. Except, Potter. But in Bahamir, Yachmir, if you want to be Machmir, what's the Chirish? Well, less Mishum Yorah. It's not being a big shah, it's not flexing, it's not at all a problem. Well, my tsunami, we have a story also. Sheviu, lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, litum, that they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai food to taste. That's that Tavshil, Rangam Leel, they brought Rangam Leel, Shtei Kosovo, two dates. Lishamayim and a bucket of water of Amru, and they said, Hello, Masukkah. Bring it up to the, so you see, you're allowed to be a machmir. And by the way, these people are great gedolim, so I don't think it'll be Yorah for them, but nevertheless, this was a proof that shows you're allowed to be a machmir. When they gave Rabbi Sadok, they gave him less than gabeitza. No b'mapa. He took it in a napkin. The achlu chus l'sukkah, and he ate it out of the sukkah. La birch achrav. He didn't make a bracha achrona. Oh, okay. That was chul mechsa. Last question. Answer the sukkah. Mar answers hakabeitza by sukkah. Wait a second. They brought the Rabbi Sadok less than kabeitza, and that's why he ate it out of the sukkah. What's the deal? If they had a kabeitza, he would be need a sukkah. Really? What? By lema, then it should be the heve. Should we say it should be to yufta Rav Yosef Abaye, Akasha Rav Yosef and Abaye? Well, like Rashi says over here that what Amrle they said earlier, tarte tlas 2 or 3 and 1 is still under the radar, under the sukkah requirement. You need 2 or 3 to be Abaye. Abaye says also. Rav Yosef said 2 or 3 beitzos. Beitzim. Abai says, Ravashi, at least a beitza, but more than a beitza. But what? The beitza ochel nechal b'bli achas. One swallows a beitza, and that still is under the radar, under the sukkah requirement. I mean, call it, right? So he says, it's not. No, it could be the following. We could answer the following. That what? Dilma pachamig a beitza, netilo brachal obai. Maybe when we were medayik in the Mishnah, he ate less than kabeitza. That was only to exempt washing the tilo and a bracha achrona benching. Lo boy, that you don't need. But hakabeitza, had he been given a beitza, then you would need the tilo bracha. But you still won't need the sukkah. That you're still not going to need. Oh, you're not going to need the sukkah. It's still, therefore, it's not a kasha and a baye. Or on Rav Yosef, like Rashi says, "Hakabeitza bun til daim bracha avasuka." I feel kabeitza na miloba for a sukkah, even a kabeitza, you will not need. All right, we will.